One day I said to Jesse, does anybody here actually know Jesse Lang other than Kathleen? Jesse Lang he's 28 years old. He's the hero of this book. It was one of the great, writers love this, when you stumble into somebody who's a great storyteller and all you do is ask questions and then shut your mouth while he answers the question, right? He's a very self-possessed man. He's 28 years old, he's very handsome, quite strong, and he's the general manager, he's the winemaker, he's the national sales guy, he's in charge of distribution, he's the company, basically. His father's a sweet man, but Jesse really is the company. Very dignified, self-possessed young man. And every once in a while, though, his mask would fall off. In the way of men, I really enjoyed trying to poke him until I make his mask fall off. Either to make him laugh or to make him lose his temper. So I caught him one day when his mask fell off. June. I say to Jesse one day, come on, how hard is it really to grow Pinot Noir? I mean, everyone I talked to was always pissing and moaning about how hard it is to grow it and how it's like a wheezing genius hothouse orchid that has to be coddled and nursed like a fading movie star. And I expect him to smile like he usually does, but he doesn't smile. He winces. And it turns out he's had a long day in the vineyard worrying about his grapes. Because off he goes on a monologue, lauding the complexity and subtlety and nuance of the wine that comes from the grape, but then swerves into how the grapes themselves are as thin-skinned as teenagers in a new school, and how the vines are all prissy about how they need just the right amount of sunlight and water, not too much and not too little, and how they totally quail and fail under rain that falls too hard, and they swoon at the slightest stress, and you have to darn well nearly feed them with a spoon when they're babies. And you might as well go around the vineyard at night and swaddle each vine in a blanket, for heaven's sake, and rock them gently to sleep, and if a Pinot Noir vine even suspects that there might be a virus on the same freaking continent, it's ready to call it cancer or a brain tumor and give up the ghost. And it's pretty much like they spend all their time huddled moaning by the fireplace, asking you plaintively, can you get me a hot herb tea and a lozenge and a lurid novel? And you want to stand at the top of the hill and shout, get a grip! Get a grip! I say, Jesse, are you okay? Yeah, he says, recovering his usual equilibrium. It's just that the vines are kind of at a crucial stage, and Pinot Noir can be, what's a polite word, Brian? Fussy!